from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 29-year-old Christopher Jones, who was on felony probation, was picked up by the Chavez County Metro Narcotics Task Force during a routine house check by state probation officers at a residence in the 800 block of West Jaffa in Roswell on October 26. Discovered was a large amount of narcotics, which included 1,000 fentanyl pills, an ounce of cocaine, and cash. Roswell Police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth has more.
All those narcotics that they seized totaled an estimated $35,000 in street value. Also seized were a firearm and more than $16,000 in cash.
In an unrelated case, officers with the State Parole Office, assisted by the Lee County Drug Task Force and the Lee County Sheriff's Office deputies, arrested Hector Vasquez, who was in violation of his probation by allegedly possessing 9 firearms at a residence in the 1200 block of Avenue K in Lovington on October the 21st. 35-year-old Alexis Smith of Carlsbad will face a jury in 5th District Court in the death of her 12-year-old son, Brent Sullivan, who overdosed on fentanyl on September the 28th. She will stand trial on intentional abuse of a child resulting in death. That, according to court records, Sullivan was found unresponsive in the 2400 block of Western Way in Carlsbad. The District 1 Carlsbad Municipal School Board seat is being contested by 3 candidates: incumbent Simon Rubio, challengers Clancy McMillan and Jason Burns. When asked about the possible implementation of the critical race theory in their district, Rubio pointed out that,
"But as an incumbent right now, we have been tackling other situations with the district, and I just really haven't looked into it too much. But from what I hear about it, it is not something we want in our district."
When pressed on the issue, McMillan stated that,
"So when they say it's not critical race theory, that is not the truth, because even by their definition, it is critical race theory. It does not have any place in our schools."
Burns pointed out that he will oppose CRT in Carlsbad schools and will go to Santa Fe to fight it there too.
"I feel like it is formulated racism. That is not an issue that needs to be mandated by Santa Fe."
Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.